Okay, we are back for our second hour. I hope you enjoyed the first hour. New reversals. Always try to bring in new and interesting reversals. Had an interesting email during the break. One of the listeners commented on the million ace reversal on Bill Gates and told me in the email that Bill Gates loves playing poker. So there you go. How's that for a little bit of interesting trivia? All right. In this hour, I'm really excited to present to you my guest, Carlos Cotto, who's from El Salvador, and he's been doing reverse speech for probably 16 years now. Anyway, Carlos, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. So how long have you been doing reverse speech?
Well, I don't know, since like 2001, I think, or 2000.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I think you were in my first class I did when I got home from Australia, from America. So, Yeah, so that was in 2000, so 16 years. Yeah. Well. So how did you get involved with reverse speech? How did you hear about it? What first attracted you to it?
Well, you know what? I was like watching TV someday, and I saw a Discovery Channel like program called Unexplained World or something like that. I can't remember, but they were talking about you, about reverse speech and David Oates, and I was like, "Wow, that's amazing!"
Wow.
And at the end of the show, they told us like if you can check out the webpage, I think, and that's how I got to your email or something.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, well, I got a lot of publicity back in those days, so that's good. Yeah. So did you have any trouble learning it in English? Because of course, the Spanish is your native tongue. I mean, how did you go having to learn in English? Well, your English is pretty good.
Well, thank you. I went to the American school since kindergarten.
So difficult. Right.
Yeah, the difficult part for me was actually, sorry to say this, but understanding you.
I've been told that before.
I heard your classes and I was like, what? It took me a while to understand your English.
Yes, I've been told that before. Can't my Aussie accent. Sorry about that.
no worries. The difficult part was the reverse. When you put something on reverse but was like Aussie, I had trouble hearing it.
Yes, yeah. But you did very well. I remember you did well, and you found some good reversals, and you got certified. Oh.
Yeah, it took me like a lot to do it, but it went well. I loved it. I loved every part of it, and it took me like more time than George and some of my friends that were in the cast right back then. But it was like amazing. I loved it.
Good on you. Good. Now you've since gone and written a metaphor dictionary in Spanish. That must have taken a lot of work. How did you go about doing that? I know the number of tapes you have to do to write a dictionary. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. It took me since then. I used to see the classes and hear them and everything and check your dictionary. Yeah, but when I started taping my family and friends and everything, some of the metaphors were there, but others weren't. So I was like,
right.
What?
Right.
Yeah. So some weren't. I had to check that out. So I started taping more people, and then I started finding the concordance, right, from the reverse and the covert and the overt part, and it went like, well.
Right. So you found some metaphors that were the same and others that were different. Right.
Yeah, I needed to see which were the same and which were different, and the ones that are the same, I put the word in English on the Spanish dictionary so people can refer to yours.
Okay. Like, for example, the word wolf, does that come up in Spanish?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. And she-wolf also. It does.
And
but
she-wolf.
In Spanish, it's loba.
Oh, really? What is it in Spanish?
Loba. It's
wow.
the feminine for wolf.
Wow. I'll be bothered. Gee whiz. Okay.
Yeah.
And what other metaphors did you find in common? Like whirlwind. Do you hear whirlwind?
I haven't found whirlwind like that. I have found like twister. It's kind
that?
Of like the whirlwind, but not the same exactly. I don't know. I haven't found it in a lot of people, so I can tell you exactly what it does. But
right.
It is kind of.
Right, but you are finding common metaphors. See, that's really interesting, because I trained someone up in Germany a while back, and she reported the same thing, that she was finding metaphors that were common, like wolf and Satan. And other words like that were common in German, so that was fascinating. So what are some of the other new metaphors you found in Spanish? What are some of the new ones?
I have found like there's like let me check. But some time ago, I found in some people, I found the word fakir.
Uh-huh. And what's that?
Like the one, it's a magician from India, right? And he performs sleeping in a bed of nails and everything. That's the word, fakir. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So I started finding it in Spanish, and it was like a personality that likes to show. Yeah?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So how many words do you have in your dictionary now, your Spanish dictionary?
Well, I haven't counted, but I have like 48 pages of the dictionary.
That's a few hundred. That's a few hundred.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
I
wow.
I think, and let me check. I found like also the word that's torre, like tower. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And it's
a
protection for the psyche in Spanish.
Okay. Wow. And where are you getting all your subjects from? Are you doing client work, or are you working with friends and family? What are you doing? How are you getting all your recordings?
Well, I started to work with my family and my friends and whoever wanted from their friends also to be taped. But now I do it mostly with my clients. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist here in my country, and I attend a lot of patients with anxiety and eating disorders.
Ah, and reverse speech helps you with that.
Yeah, reverse speech actually helps me when I get like when I can't find the way to treat them. Yes, when every normal, in quotations, way of treatment stumps.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's really interesting. Okay. And when you can't get the answers using regular therapy, reverse speech helps you.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. And how do your patients react to that? Do they find it unusual, or they accept it as normal treatment?
You know what? They look at me like a weird person when I talk about them. What is reverse speech? And most of them haven't heard anything about it, right?
Right.
So I have to talk about. Do you remember when the 80s you used to hear music and the church said that there were like satanic messages? Yeah. Well, David Oates found out that in every conversation there are messages. And they're like, what? Really? Yeah. And those messages come from your unconscious, and that's where we need to check out. Yeah.
Wow. Well, good on you. I had no idea you were so active, Carlos. Good on you. Wow.
Yeah, I use it.
Wow, well done. And you'd be the only person in El Salvador using it, wouldn't you?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you right.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. All right, now you sent me a couple of Spanish examples, so I'm really interested to play these. So let me get this subfolder up, subdirectory up, and
cool.
Get some of your Spanish reversals. So we're looking at here we go. All right, so I've got one number 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8. Is that right? You didn't send me 2 and 5, right?
Yeah, that's right. Those were the numbers that I had them on the whole dump of that person, so I just took them and sent them to you.
All right, okay, so let's play the first one. It says, ejemplo, is that example, is it? Example one, fill us in on what this one is. Can you tell us what this one is, example one?
Are you playing it?
No, I'm not playing it yet. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
You see, the thing is that I actually messed up a little bit. I sent you the reversals, and I worked it at the university, but I didn't bring the what they are saying. So okay, I need to hear it also to tell you.
All right, so here we'll play it. We'll play example one.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, we got it. It's only on one channel here. Let me just fix this up for a second. Hang on.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
One was one of the first persons that I taped. It is 2001, I think, or 2000, like almost 2001.
Okay,
and
all right,
having like a lot of traumas with earthquakes and stuff like that.
Okay, all right, so let's play the forwards again.
Principalmente a cuidar a mi nietecita, a manejar mi casa, a cuidar de mi hijo y de mi marido.
And what's she saying in reverse? Yeah, I'll play it.
She's saying that she has to look after her husband and her what's the name of it? Nieta. Her granddaughter and do them stuff. She's like a housewife, right?
Uh huh.
And she wants to go out. So in reverse, she says, "Sáquenme."
Get
out. Let me out. Yeah.
Let me out. Okay. Sucking.
Sucking.
Sucking. Sucking.
And that's let me out. Sucking. In English.
Yeah, sucking. Let me out. Sucking me.
Sucking.
Okay. All right. Good. Excellent. Okay. So, and you found that one in 2001, right?
Yeah.
Did she hear the reversal?
Yeah, she did. She did. We were working on her anxiety. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And it actually helped her to understand that she really was anxious, and she really didn't understand why she was like being very angry at them for sometimes.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
So it helped her with her anger management of the situation to understand that she was actually feeling like trapped. Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's play the next one. This is example 3. I'll play this forwards.
Sentía que ya no tenía salida, que iba a reventar el volcán de San Jacinto, de la
Florida. Oh, sorry, I went past the reversal. Okay, so fill us in on this one.
Okay, that one is the same person,
uh-huh.
And she's telling me that she felt that she didn't have, like, a way out.
Uh-huh.
That the volcano of San Jacinto, we have like a volcano here at San Salvador, right?
Huh?
It was going to explode and everything was like going to disappear and everything. That's what she's telling me. And in reverse, she tells en la torre, in the tower,
uh-huh.
La culebra vi, I saw the snake.
I saw the snake.
Yeah.
And what's the actual
Spanish? In the tower,
Spanish?
I saw the snake.
Tell me the Spanish again. Pronounce it for me.
En la torre, la culebra vi.
Okay, here we go.
En la culebra vi.
Oh, yeah.
En la culebra vi. En la culebra vi.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, that was actually the first time that I heard tower.
Oh,
yeah, torre.
Oh. Okay.
So I was like, what? What is she talking about, right? And after I was, like, hearing it from various people, it made sense. She was, like, having, like, a nervous breakdown, and she felt that their defenses were not helping her. Right?
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so the snake is actually, like, the snake from the Bible, right? That's telling her, do this and be mad and start behaving bad with her people, right? With her defenses, with everyone that's helping her.
Right. Okay. All right. That makes total sense. Okay.
I was actually trying to remember if you have snake on your dictionary.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Snake and serpent. They're both there. Yeah.
Yeah, she'll it's kind of like anger towards the people or something. She's like trying to repulse, right?
Yeah, well, it should be there anyway.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so example four. Let's play
this one
forwards.
Have you heard tower in English?
Tower?
Tower, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, yes.
What does it mean in English?
Well, I've only heard it a few times. A place of refuge, I would say. Safety.
Yeah, kind of like defenses, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
So we're like talking about the same, but listening in two different languages, cool, yeah?
That's I just find it absolutely fascinating that the metaphors appear in Spanish that we hear in English. That's just amazing. That just shows it is, actually. Yeah, we are tapping into a universal collective unconscious. That's proof of that in and of itself. The fact that across different cultures we have the same metaphors. That's really exciting.
And that's the cool part of it. So, because there are people, scientists, that tell you, that's pareidolia, right? The hearing stuff, you're hearing. But when you actually check it out, you see that you're not hearing any stuff. You're hearing congruent stuff.
Yep, that's
actually
right.
Actually means something from the psyche.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. No, it's certainly not pareidolia. It just goes way beyond that.
It does.
I have many arguments with skeptics online about this every now and then. It gets a bit frustrating sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to example number four, shall we? I'll play this forward, then you can tell me what it is. Here we go.
Cool.
Lo único que me explico porque padezco de la columna y eso lo que pasa es que me da miedo.
Okay, so tell us the story behind this one.
Okay, this was a patient of mine that was seeing me because he was anxious that he had maybe to take a surgery for his back. He had a pretty difficult time with his back, and everything he did almost made him like too much pain on the back. So he's telling me that he is like very fearful of his back and everything he does.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And what's the reversal say?
It has to do with the wolf.
You have to go with the wolf.
Yeah. He had actually like an old wolf.
Oh, right. And how's it pronounced? Give me the Spanish pronunciation so I can...
El lobo. Mi lobo es viejo, algo así. Mi lobo... I think he says, mi lobo es viejo.
Okay.
But I have to hear it to check it. So it was like a kind of, like a time ago.
Okay, so here we go.
Hey, man.
Okay. He's telling me, truenan. Es el viejo lobo. Truenan is like makes noise, like crack, crack, okay? Truenan, crack.
Okay.
Es el viejo lobo is the phrase for it's the old wolf.
Oh, okay. All right. So give us the Spanish again. I'll play it one more time.
Okay. Truenan es el viejo lobo.
Okay. Here we go, folks.
Truenan es el viejo lobo.
Yes.
Truenan es el viejo lobo.
Yeah, I can hear that. Wow. Gee whiz. You'll get me good in Spanish, Carlos.
Yeah. I love that example for it. He was, like, actually feeling very old, and he was like, I don't know why I'm having trouble with my energy and with my back and everything, and he was, like, in his mid-20s.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's example number four. We'll be coming up to a break any second. If you want to call in, our number to call in on is toll-free 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. That's toll free in the United States if you want to call in and talk to me or Carlos. And we'll see if we can get some people calling in and asking us some questions. Okay,
cool.
So let's look at example number six. And here's the forwards. Oh, hang on, Wu. I got to fix that channel up. Just hang on a sec. Okay, here we go. And now, what's this one all about?
I'm sorry, can you play it again? I wasn't able to hear it well.
Oh, won't you? Okay, I'll play it again. Here we go. There, hang on. We'll do it when we come back for the break, Carlos.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll be back right after this, folks.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life. Many of you know that David John Oates' reverse speech has been scoring some huge breakthrough successes lately. The JFK assassination program with Jim Mars and yours truly is being heralded as the best in David's remarkable 33-year career. His recent outing of RNC Chairman Reince Priebus as a political conspirator was confirmed in the mainstream news only a week after his reversals were released. Of course, the amazing successes of David's one-on-one therapeutic practice go virtually unnoticed, and those are often the greatest successes of all. Despite these stunning achievements, reverse speech needs many more analyst practitioners. If you are a psychologist or a therapist, for example, there is no more powerful tool than using reverse speech in your practice. There's a rare opportunity coming up for you, as David has scheduled a new reverse speech training course beginning Sunday, June the 19th, 2016. There will be 12 classes altogether, all held online for 3 hours each, every 2 weeks. If you've been fascinated by reverse speech and would like to become an analyst practitioner for any reason, now is your chance to enroll and prepare to enter the world of the subconscious truth of all those around you. Call 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Or email backwards@reversespeech.com.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the weekly David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. Just a quick note on that training course, if you heard the advertisement. The training course actually started 2 weeks ago. We've got our second class tomorrow. If you still want to join this class, you've got one more day, because I won't be taking any more students after the end of the second class. So you've still got one more day to sign up on this class. You'll have to catch up on class one, which was recorded. Go for it. Call me, 503-568-7077, or email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. Okay, all right, Carlos, let's look at example number six, shall we? Let's play this forward again. Here we go.
Y empecé que yo mismo me bequeo, ¿verdad? Decís, puta, ya estuve, ya. Hasta aquí nomás. Y buscar nutricionistas y empezar a hacer ejercicio y cosas así.
Okay, so what's this all about?
Okay, that's the same person with the problem with the back, problem.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he has to, like, he has to go through some diet, and he hasn't been able to do his diet, okay?
Okay.
And he's telling me that tengo que hacer la dieta, he has to do the diet and everything, but no, it isn't working. So, backwards, he says, amo mi casa. I love my house. And the next phrase is, hoy sí se deshace. Now, he will, like, what's the word of it? Like, you know what? When you explode and then nothing is left behind, yeah? So, hoy sí se deshace, nothing will be left. Nothing will be left behind. The last phrase he says is negativo ser flaco. Negative to be thin.
Okay, so there's two phrases. Give us both the phrases again.
Yeah, that's the longest one I sent you, I think. Because it has been one of the longest that I have heard, that it's like very, very... you can hear it like really, really fast and everything.
Okay, all right. So give us a Spanish pronunciation again. I'll see if I can follow along.
Okay, the three phrases are, amo mi casa, hoy sí se deshace, negativo ser flaco.
Okay, so here we go. See if you can hear this, folks. That's the beginning. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
Amo mi casa, hoy sí se deshace, negativo ser flaco. Amo mi casa.
Okay. Well, like, I got a little bit lost on that one. A little bit too long.
It is like different speeds for the three phrases.
I see, right.
He's saying, amo mi casa, it's very fast, like the way he says it.
Uh-huh.
Then, hoy sí se deshace, it's more... slow, and the slowest one is the last phase. The negativo ser flaco. Negativo ser flaco. He's like almost singing the last phrase.
Right. Okay. All right.
The
fair
first
enough.
One was almost robotic. Amo mi casa. Like that. And the, yeah.
Right. Okay. So you can notice the difference in tonalities in Spanish as well, like the robotic to the mechanical to the sing-song melodious.
Yeah, actually everything applies. Everything that I learned from you, it's applicable to Spanish also.
That's amazing. That's fascinating.
I tend to use the checkpoints and everything and the tonality and everything, and it applies
to
the perfection.
That's excellent. That's fantastic. All right, let's look at example number 7, okay? So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll play it first. Here we go.
Porque siento que no sé, o sea, realmente no sé por qué me quiero ir. La verdad no sé por qué me quiero ir, pero siempre como que quiero irme.
Okay, so what she's saying?
Okay, this was a girl that she had like a business here, but she wanted to get out of El Salvador actually. And she didn't know why, because she had like a great family here and the business was soaring and everything, but she had the necessity to get out of the country. And actually she did. She went to the United States.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Backwards, she says, es un tengo que. It is, and I have to.
It is, and I have to. What's the Spanish again?
It is, es un tengo que.
Okay, here we go.
Es un tengo que.
Oh, yeah.
Es un tengo que.
Yeah.
I can hear that. I can hear that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty clean. Es un tengo que. She had to go, and she went.
Yeah, well, I'll be bothered. Okay, all right. Fair enough. Okay, so let's move on to the next example, and this is example number 8. Okay, so let me play this forward so you can get the context. Here we go.
No sé, ahorita también está difícil conseguir.
Sorry, we're too far. Okay, so tell me what we're hearing.
Okay, this was like a guy from not long ago that he had like trouble finding work. He was a pilot from an airplane, an airline, but they had, like, he had lost his job, like, I don't know, a few months earlier. And he was telling me that he didn't find out any kind of job, anything. And he was tough.
And what does he say in reverse?
He actually says in reverse, Cristo, ¿qué se hizo ya? Christ, where have you gone, or something like that?
Oh yeah, what's the Spanish?
Yeah, Christ, where are you, or where have you been, or where have you been, or something like that?
Okay, and that's Cristo. What? What's the rest?
Cristo que se hizo ya.
Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, the Cristo is long and the rest is short. So,
yeah, it is, and he had like a very tough depression, like the next week or something.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so it was like preamp of depression, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Okay, why do you think that was?
I don't know. We had to call his psychiatrist so they can give him the meds and everything. And so it actually helped. It actually helped me to be alert for him.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, you've got 3 files here. I presume they're songs. Is that right? Jose Oscar, Dump 5. What's...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear him.
Okay, you've got 3 other examples here. Jose,
yeah.
Oscar, Primera Sesión.
Ah, Primera Sesión, yeah.
Is that music? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Primera Sesión is like the first session.
Ah, so this is a speech, right?
Yeah, okay. This is the way I used to put the dumps for me.
Oh, I see.
The name of the person, the number of the session, and then the dump, yeah.
Okay, so you got the forwards first.
Por cualquier cosa me enojaba. O sea, no por cualquier cosa, pero no controlaba mi enojo.
Okay.
No, no.
Oh, that's the dump at the end, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what is it saying?
He's actually telling me that he didn't have an anger management. He couldn't manage anger. His anger with his mom and with his family. And backwards, he says, I'm a logro. I love the ogre.
I love yogurt?
The ogre.
Oh, like, ogre. Like love the ogre. Ah, what's
the Yeah, the ogre. Like, check the monster, the ogre.
Okay, what's... Okay, give me the Spanish again.
Amo al ogro.
Okay.
No al horno. No al horno.
Yeah, there it is.
No al horno.
Yeah, I got it. Yep, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's difficult to hear the first part, but the last part is the ogre. Ogro.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you've only got this one at one speed, right? These ones.
Yeah, so. that was actually when I used to use the gold weight to do it. So I had I don't know why I was using gold weight that day, and I didn't have time to do the second and the third.
I see. Right. Okay.
Speeds. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so here's the next one. Here's the forwards.
Sorry about you.
No, that's okay, Carlos. No worries. I'm really thrilled to. I'm really thrilled to be talking about this. This is all very exciting stuff. Oh.
Yeah, it is. It is. I love it.
Okay, so here's the next one, forwards.
Pues la relación ha madurado bastante antes.
Okay, so what's this story?
It's the same. Actually, that's the same session, and he's talking about his mom and everything. The trouble with them and stuff like that. But I can't actually remember the backwards. Let me check if I have it.
All right, so here's the backwards.
Oh, go ahead.
Can you hear that?
No, see, he's telling me, he's actually negating, he's negating the what he's telling forwards.
Oh, it's incongruent reversal, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's he saying? What's he saying?
He's not really like it with I can't remember if it was with his mom or with his, I think it was with his sister. So he was like okay with her and lovingly with her, but not with his mom or something like that.
Okay,
he's telling me about everyone.
Okay, and what does the backwards say?
No lo hace. It's a negating of the forward phrase.
Alata, is that what you said?
It actually is. He doesn't. That's the phrase. He doesn't.
Okay, all right. Can't really tell on that one. I could hear
the
other.
Yeah, it's not that good of a backwards phrase. Sorry. I think that's actually the worst that I sent you.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that one. All right, let's look at the next one. This is dump 22. Let's run the forwards. Here's the forwards. Okay, what's that one all about?
It's actually the same person that had the back trouble. He was talking about me because of the diet. Yeah, so he's talking about that he has like the people has the courage to do it and. Everyone can, but he can't. He couldn't.
Okay. Spanish is reversal. What does reversal say?
I can't remember now. Sorry.
Here, I'll play it. I'll play it.
Alright.
Does that help you?
Actually, it's Seré Gordo.
It's what?
I'll be fat.
Sorry?
The phrase is I'll be fat.
Okay, and what's the Spanish? How's the Spanish Seré pronounced? Seré Gordo. Okay. Yeah, I got that one. Okay, I got that one. Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, well, there's some fascinating examples, my friend. You've done some interesting work. Ah, good on you. So what's your plans for reverse speech in El Salvador? Do you have any plans of getting out there, maybe doing some training or something? Telling others about it?
Well, I'm planning on maybe like starting like to do research or something at the university. But it's kind of like difficult at the university, so I have to like be very careful how I do it and everything.
Right. Yes. Because it's some new crazy science, isn't it?
It is. I actually love how you did it, the everything, like the first sessions and then the stuff of the metawalks and everything. It's like pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, well, the metawalks are great. I just get great results. You know, I've got a very busy clientele. I'm very active with my clients. And, the metaphor structuring, the metawalks, and the whole session work is just absolutely amazing. I love it. So have you made any new discoveries other than Spanish metaphors? Found anything new about reverse speech in Spanish that would interest our listeners?
Well, actually, from reverse speech, I haven't done like too much discoveries. I was like doing the dictionary, sometimes I don't know why, and I haven't like really studied it, I have been hearing different sounds that the record got, But I don't give them too much thought, really.
Right. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yep, okay. All right. What do you see... why don't you give out your contact details in case people want to get a hold of you?
Okay, cool. You can contact me at my... I have a personal blog. You can check it out. It's from kind of like a psychology or a minimalism point of view, but it's siteforsorais.net.
Oh, do you want to email me that URL? We'll put it up on the website.
Over there, there's all my details. But you can check me out at Twitter at CM Cotto. CM Cotto. That's it.
Okay, CM Cotto. Okay. Yeah, you need to get a website up or something, Carlos. Start to document all these Spanish reversals.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about it. Right. it's pretty cool. I could do it with music and the reversals and everything. I was like having a kind of a little bit of trouble though, because I was like since reverse speech is like a great what can you tell a great like power, yeah? It may get to the wrong hands.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it get into the wrong hands. It can cause the major...
So I have to be careful because I live in a country where there are almost no laws.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, so I need to tread like if I'm walking in water. Very careful. I don't do any politics stuff and anything like that. Because it could get me in a very wrong place to be.
Right, I see. So politicians are out of bounds. You would get shot.
Yeah.
I know that threat. I've been there myself in my
I know. You know what? I love reading your book, the metaphor, backward masking, and then you got out in 97. It's only a metaphor. It's only a metaphor, sorry. Love it.
Yeah, I'm rewriting that book right now, actually. I'm updating
it. Yeah, I heard you say it. Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be out probably next year, I'd imagine. It'll be next year. It's just a very large book. It's going to take a lot of time to edit, but it'll be out.
Yeah, if you haven't read it, go ahead. Read it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. You can get it as a download now if you like.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've edited a little bit. I've shortened it down a bit, made it a little bit more palatable than what it was. It got a little bit out there towards the end, so I toned it down a little bit. But that's okay. No worries. It's a great book, and I've just got another book in the editors right now, which will be out in a few weeks. So we'll wait for that one to come out. So what about your personal life, Carlos? You're married now, right? You got kids?
Yeah, actually, I'm married for the second time. I have three kids, one from the first marriage and two from right now. Uh-huh. One of them is 14, the other is 8, and the little one is 2. He's in the trouble too, so it's pretty tough.
And have you looked at their reversals at all?
Well, you won't, not really. It is like, you know what, there's a phrase for it, in Casa Herrero Cuchillo de Palo, in the house of the, what's the name of the one that, Iron Maker, I can't remember the word, he uses like a spoon of wood, right?
So, right.
I haven't done it. I used to do it with my first kid. I used to tape everything, but it got me in trouble with my first wife.
Oh right, I got into trouble too. I know how you feel.
I know. I read the book that you said never ever record your wife. So guess what? I did.
Oh, yeah, that's asking for trouble, isn't it? So it sounds like you have the same troubles in Spanish as we have in English. So you've got to be very careful. No family members. And,
don't do it, folks. Never do it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, okay, all right. So you're going to continue using it in your private practice. That's the safe way to do it, right?
Yeah, I'm actually doing a lot of anxiety disorders and also eating disorders and using reverse speech whenever I have to go pretty deep with this with my patients. So it's great that you have a way to do it, right? So
yeah.
I don't know, I love it.
Oh, I'm really excited. There's a few other psychologists out there using reverse speech, getting some amazing results. I got an email from a practitioner in London who's a psychologist, and I got an email from her this morning, and she was just raving about all the successes she's had. That's Ingrid Collins, for those of you who listen to my shows. I'll have her on again soon, and she can tell us about all the successes she's having. So there's a few psychologists out there using it, which is really good. And, I think more and more will start using as time goes on, as the word gets out there more. That's certainly what I want to see happen anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, it would be awesome, actually. Awesome. And if we are more, maybe you can, teach us the last part of it, the practitioner. It would be awesome also.
Oh, now you need to take the practitioner class, Carlos. You haven't done that, have you?
No, I haven't. Haven't been able to, but I would love to do it,
Next thing on your list.
And are you still teaching it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just started the practitioner class last weekend. And
cool.
We got the second class today, and I'll be doing another one in about 3 or 4 months I'll have another class finishing off, and then they'll get started. So, oh, started cool. Getting more amateurs and practitioners out there. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we're just about at the end of the show. Any final words you've got to say, my friend?
Well, reverse pitch is awesome. You need to do it with an objective point of view. Yeah, check everything. Tape your friends. Don't tape your family, please. Word of experience from David and from me. And keep in touch. I would love to hear from anyone that's like doing the Spanish part.
Okay, all right. Thanks for being on the show, mate. We have to go. See you later. Okay, bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network.